This Sunday's game against the Seahawks is also the crucial catch intercept cancer game. 12 of the Rams players will be wearing various colored cleats to honor different cancers that have affected their family or their friends. Let's jump into the locker room and hear some of those stories.
I will be wearing the maroon cleats this Sunday because really representing my grandma that passed about 7-8 years ago from cancer. And she was always that rock that held the family together. So, you know, everybody was always leaning on her for support.
I'm representing kidney cancer and leukemia. They're both the color orange, which works out, but I lost my mother-in-law last year to kidney cancer, and then we have good friends. She's survived leukemia 3 times, and just really proud of her and always supporting her.
I'm honoring brain cancer. My uncle passed away at the age of 38 from a brain tumor, and you know, it's obviously anytime you lose someone in your family, it's really hard. And so just to be able to honor him and raise awareness for so many people that are affected by brain cancer, to go out there and do that. And, you know, obviously it's a terrible thing, and just be able to, you know, do what I can.
I am representing lymphoma because my sister-in-law actually just got diagnosed a couple weeks ago. Had a little growth on her neck, went and got it checked out, and yeah, came back positive that it's cancerous. So she's in the kind of early stages now, trying to figure out a treatment plan. But you know, it's kind of a deal where so many people in the soccer room are affected by loved ones having cancer, and you know, we're all close to someone who's had cancer or will have cancer in our lifetime. So I'm just really, really proud that the NFL has kind of opened up and allowed us to represent other kinds of cancer. I have a grandmother that's a breast cancer survivor, so I love all the people wearing pink still. But I'm really honored to actually be wearing lime green to represent my sister-in-law, Brandy.
I'm representing melanoma because my stepmom was recently diagnosed with it, and she just beat it, so I'm kind of doing it to give her a shout-out and raise awareness for it.
I'm representing breast cancer this weekend. My closest person, one of the closest people to me, my grandmother, my heart, you know, she got breast cancer. So, you know, that's why I'm definitely doing it.
I'm honoring breast cancer this weekend. Growing up, I've had a few people in my life that has been very influential in my life, battle with breast cancer. One of my aunts, or my great aunts, who actually passed. And then I had one of my best friends whose mom, you know, kind of helped take care of me a little bit, who battled with it and actually beat it. So she's still here, thank God. So keep fighting, you know, because it's not over until it's over. And, you know, I think as long as that you keep the fight, then there's always hope that you can overcome, because anything can happen. And, you know, I'm a man of faith. So, you know, I believe that as long as you fight, hey, God's got a plan.